Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know. I think they got to be thinking about it. There's too much. There's too much smoke out there. But again, the question I have for 49er fans, and I'll just give you a Warrior example.
Yeah.
This is the analogy I made, and if it doesn't work, tell me why it doesn't work. If you think it works, then maybe you agree with me. But okay, so 2 years ago, the Golden State Warriors. They won the NBA title in 2022. They won it. And at that point in the offseason, because they just won it, they thought they were in a championship window. And what did they do? They re-signed Wiggins, and they extended Jordan Poole. And then they played another year, and they won 44 games. But they still convinced themselves they were in a championship window. So they re-signed Draymond Green. Okay, now this offseason, we're going to find out if they still think they're in a championship window by some of the moves they make.
Gotcha.
The 49ers have just been to the NFC title game and the Super Bowl. Like, why wouldn't they keep this going to try to break through? And the only thing I can logically come to is that they're not crazy about this decision, but if they have to make it, I think it feels like they'll make it, and they think they will be able to maintain their grip on the NFC.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do you guys think out there if you hear tomorrow that Brandon Ayuk has been moved? Do you think he's going to be a Niner? I'm interested to know how much smoke 49er fans think there is about this situation, or whether we're going to be sitting here on Friday, goo, after the draft, and everybody's saying, you guys talked about this for all week, and Brandon Ayuk didn't go anywhere.
That's interesting you say that, because I want to double back. Steiner, you kind of said something. Tell me if I misheard you. There was some smoke with Debo not wanting to be here and scrubbing the Instagram. So it wasn't all just guns and roses with him. There was some, do we think there's bad blood? Does he like his role? But I'm put it right on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest Control early, Stunny. If Brandon Ayuk gets traded, then that to me is the team, the coach, the GM behind closed doors have heard from Brandon Ayuk. He does not like the way he's being utilized. Would you say that's fair or that's a stretch? He doesn't have to go public, but to me, if he gets traded, that's letting me know he let the people in charge know, yeah, I put up some numbers, but I want to put up CeeDee Lamb type numbers. I want to put up Jamar Chase type numbers. I want to put up Justin Jefferson numbers. And then on the flip side, you could say, well, hey, you know, you got to put that to the side. We're winning. It's working. Yeah, you're putting up numbers, but you'll never be that. Maybe that doesn't sit well with him. But if we find out tomorrow he's not traded, Stoney, then he's going to be on the field like I expect in a Niner uniform. But if it's really about numbers and not to M-O-N-E-Y, then they must know, and that's why they're moving to get rid of him.
Well, the other thing is, we're starting to see wide receiver contracts come in.
St. Brown
just got 4 years. The Detroit Lions wide receiver, 4 years, $120 million, 77 guaranteed.
Damn!
Deebo Samuel, 2 years ago, got $58 million guaranteed.
Ooh.
I mean, I think there's a situation here where, you know, Brandon Ayuk wants to be a top five paid receiver, and maybe the 49ers don't think he's a top five receiver.
All right.
Maybe they don't think he's as good as C.D. Lamb. Maybe they don't think he's as good as St. Brown. They don't think he's as good as, Tyreek Hill.
But he's your best receiver.
Well, but if he's not among the top five. Well, he is the 49ers' best receiver, but maybe they don't view him as a superstar like the guys who are getting paid the most amount of money. I don't know.
Huh?
Like, I don't know the answers here, but, you know, it would seem to me that, I mean, on the one hand, I get it's a negotiation, but how hard would it be to just say, I will give him, 65, 70 guaranteed and, $25 million a year, something like that.
Because I assume that was going to happen, Stein.
Well, but maybe that's not enough for Ayuk. Maybe Ayuk wants 28, 30.
Yeah, no, I hate.
Maybe the Niners only want to pay him 20, 22. And maybe that's $6 or $8 million a lot.
Well, I'll tell you this. There's no doubt tomorrow night, Stein, and I can't wait. When Goodell goes up and announces the Niners pick, wherever it's at, it's going to be an offensive lineman.
And
I get you trying to bolster that, but if you're going to lose something, outside, as far as a threat, Steiny, I'm like, okay, be careful with that. I guess I'm just blown away that I assumed Ayuk would be back. And you could say, I'm going, Daryl Steinmetz, why would you do that, Goo? But because I thought the money crunching was not going to happen until after Purdy got his chicken.
I mean, from a logical point of view, if you got an asset in Brandon Ayuk and you need help on the offensive line, I guess on one level it makes sense to use Brandon Ayuk to get a pick early in the first round or midway through the first round and get an offensive lineman because that's the thing you need most. Now, you're going to have to replace Brandon Ayuk, but I don't know. Do 49er fans think this is just all part of a negotiation, or are you starting to get the sense? And I believe the Niners think they can still be pretty damn good.
Wow.
Even if they don't have Brandon Ayuk.
Okay, I'll tell you.
I do. I mean, why else? Like, you don't trade him if you think he's an absolute necessity. I don't know why you would trade him.
Well,
so maybe they don't think he's an absolute necessity.
Damn, Stoney, I missed you so much. I'm cutting you off. I'm just saying they obviously must not feel like the house is going to burn down without him if they trade him, regardless of what I think. And I got guys on the YouTube chat and gals saying, Goo, you can't read minds. We don't know if Ayuk is thinking that way. You're right. But, I'll just say this. How did we get here? And the one thing about the 49ers' success, because that's what it has been over the last 5 years, two trips to the Super Bowl, Stoney, multiple trips to the NFC Championship game. I forget that, the guru computer says you should have won two games against Kansas City, but you got there. My point is, I do worry, even though you got a young hotshot quarterback, how long a window stays open, how many chances you actually get, to hoist up that Lombardi trophy. And I wasn't saying is the window closed, but, I like to pose the question. But if you're telling me the Niners are going to go on the field next season and Ayuk will not be there, I think that just makes that job of getting back to the Super Bowl that much more difficult. And in a division now where Arizona's going to have a healthy quarterback, the Rams are, they seem to get healthy. They came on at the end, and, you still got Seattle. But, again, I could totally be wrong, Stoney. But I feel like you telling me Juwan Jennings or Ronnie Bell for right now can use them to be Ayuk is like telling me, and I love Moses Moody, he can do what Klay Thompson did.
What would you trade Ayuk for? What would make what if the 49ers right now are holding out for multiple draft picks.
Well, it's got to be a one for sure.
Okay, what if they get more than a one? What if they get a one and a three?
Well,
does that make a difference?
I think it would. Yeah. And then now it's about, they've been pretty solid in the draft. What do you turn that at? Two for one.
Maybe the San Francisco 49ers, they don't want to pay Ayuk, but if they have to, they will. But in the meantime, they'll shop him and they'll try to get a haul. Not just a pick. Maybe they'll try to get a haul for Brandon Ayuk.
And Lynch, the other day, we were at the golf course. You played the sound. Again, I know you says Lions season, Stoney, but he said he wanted Brandon Ayuk to remain the red and gold for whatever that's worth.
888-957-9570 is the number. NFL draft tomorrow, and will Brandon Ayuk be traded? Yes or no? And how you feeling about it if you're a San Francisco 49er fan? Are they really going to trade their number one receiver right now when they're smack dab in the middle of a championship window? It would be surprising. Yeah. I mean, conventional wisdom had this team with an ability to pay Brandon Ayuk and maybe kick the can down the road a year and then maybe make a decision at that time on the quarterback and maybe Deebo Samuel if you have to. Maybe Trent Williams thinks about retiring at the end of the year. Are the San Francisco 49ers really entertaining the idea of trading Brandon Ayuk? What do you think, 49er fans? Or is this just what happens the days leading up to the NFL draft?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.